Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. What's up? Welcome back to the Angelarco Show, where there's no BS. We're straight to the point. This is where we chase, you know, real growth, real impact, real greatness. As always, I'm your host, Lucas Angelarcos. I'm an MMA fighter, and again, I'm one of Sydney's fastest growing sales agents. And listen, at the end of the day, I'm just another guy on the grind, learning in real time, trying to make moves, trying to progress, and trying to build a big life. So today, ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk about something that I've had some personal experiences with, and this is quite a challenge for me at times, right? And it's, you know, probably holding you back at times as well, and that's controlling your emotions. So let's be real. And I'm still mastering this. I don't have it figured out 100%, but guess what? You're probably not going to ever have it figured out 100% either. Because at the end of the day, nothing's perfect, no one's perfect, and that's just what it is. But the game is not about being perfect. It's about progress. So listen, emotions are natural. It's human. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with getting a little bit emotional at times. You're allowed to feel angry. You're allowed to feel hurt, upset, disappointed, whatever it is. Frustrated, that's okay. However, the key difference here that separates champions and high performers from everyone else is once they feel those emotions, once they feel them, what happens next? So when your emotions, when they rise up, that's okay. However, your logic then has to step in. Because emotions, if they go unchecked, they can be very detrimental to yourself, to your relationships. If you're negotiating a deal, okay, you can ruin your day, you can ruin someone else's day, and you can, you know, at the worst case scenario, derail your goals. And I've been there. And there has been moments in my career, in both my MMA career, even back when I used to play basketball, for those of you who don't know, and in my real estate career, you know, during negotiations early on in my career. And you know, at times, I remember there was this one deal, things were going all well, we had momentum wrapping up, we had good energy across the deal, and, you know, we were very close to closing it out, and something small happened. Now that I look back at it, it was small, but at the time, it didn't feel that way. And at the end of the day, if I reflect and look back, what happened, my ego flared up. My emotions took over, and then boom, done, deal's dead. The deal fell through just like that. Why? Because I didn't pause. I didn't zoom out. I just reacted to what someone said. And that moment cost me. It's not going to cost me for the rest of my life, and it wasn't a life-changing deal. However, it was a lesson learned, right? Same thing in MMA. I'm going to tell you another story. In my first fight ever, my debut fight, long story short, we were weighing in and the guy was acting hard and he pissed me off, right? He was acting like a real tough guy during the weigh-ins. And it was his promotion. We're running the event. So the whole crowd was behind him. And anyway, I walk out, it was fight day. I walk out, I heard the crowd yapping and blah, blah, blah. And he was all G'd up and I was controlled, but I had this bottled emotion where, like, I really wanted to just get back at him and get back at the crowd. And long story short, I dominated the fight. I dropped him twice. I won every single round. He didn't land a shot on me. There was about 30 seconds to go in the fight. I had him on the ropes. Again, I'd won every single round. I'd nearly finished the fight twice up until this point. There were 30 seconds to go. And I remember my coach just screaming, like, you know, just move around a bit, you've won, blah, 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 blah. However, I just dropped my opponent, I just hurt him, and I wanted to finish the fight because I was angry. I wanted to rub it in the crowd. So I dropped him, he got up, and instead of listening to my coach, long story short, I shot in for a takedown, tried to slam him. There was probably about 15, 20 seconds left at this point. My head position was just in the wrong position while going for a double leg. He sinked in the choke, and all I see, it was about 10 seconds, I heard the 10 second count, and all I see was black coming in. Boom, I was out, done. My debut fight, completely dominated 99% of the fight, lost in the last 10 seconds because I let my emotions get the best of me. And on the other side, how many deals have I now closed because I've kept my cool? Because I didn't react. How many fights have I now won because I kept my cool? I stayed composed. How many training sessions, how many sparring sessions have I performed extremely well at because, again, I've kept my emotions. I've kept my cool. I focus on my game plan. So how do you control your emotions when they're running hot, when you feel like you're getting emotional? This is what I've learned, and I still practice it every day. It's helped me out a lot, and it might help you. Step one, awareness. Catch yourself in the moment. As soon as you start feeling emotional, you need to be super, super conscious and aware of it. And just say to yourself, hey, okay, I'm getting emotional right now. That's it. Step one, awareness. Step two, ask yourself, how important is this? Is this going to matter tomorrow? Is this going to matter next week? Is this going to matter next year? And I've got a nice little rhyme for this. If the answer is no, let it go. Step three, remind yourself who you are. Are you someone that's reactive? Or are you someone who's composed? Are you someone who's grounded, who's in control? Remember who you are. Remember your values. And step four, I love this one, because sometimes the answer is yes. Ask yourself, is there any truth here? Why are you getting so emotional about things? Why? There could be a multitude of reasons. However, sometimes we get emotional because it might hit a bit too close. Ask yourself, is this reaction because of my ego? Is this reaction because of a bit of insecurity? Is this reaction because of a bit of jealousy? These are very important questions to ask yourself. And that is where a lot of growth can happen, when you do ask yourself these types of questions. So this is my four-step process, right? You can call this your emotional control check. And guys, the Stoics were masters of their emotions. Marcus Aurelius said, you have the power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this and you will find strength. That's the blueprint. Again, you cannot control people. You cannot control the world. You cannot control events that happen. You can control your response. And that's where your power lies. Seneca said, a man who is angry is a man who has forgotten reason. So let that sink in. If you lose your logic, you're going to lose the game of life. If you give in to your emotions every single time, you're going to lose. And what about the Bible? What's the message in there about your emotions? Well, there's a verse that says, he who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. Think about that. So controlling your emotions is greater than conquering cities. That's what it's saying. That's how serious God sees self-control. Jesus himself at times flipped tables, and it could be seen as, hey, he was losing his cool. But it wasn't out of ego. It wasn't out of insecurity. It wasn't out of lack of self-control. It was a righteous anger with purpose and clarity, not reactive emotions. So there's a difference. There's a distinct difference. There's a time and a place to show emotions. There's a time and a place to show anger. Now, I want to ask you guys something. When do you get emotional? Is it when someone criticizes you? Is it when you get rejected? When things don't go your way? Think about it. Really think deep about these questions and then ask yourselves, or let me ask you, what has this cost you? Has it cost you relationships? Has it cost you friendships? Has it cost you deals? Has it cost you respect, opportunities? Whatever the case is. If you're a fighter, has it cost you a win? This can be your wake-up call. And again, emotions are not the enemy. We're human and emotions can be used. They can be very powerful. But letting them run your life, that's a problem. Again, I'm not saying not to feel. I'm not saying don't let feelings guide you sometimes. But logic should be your main purpose and your main goal. And emotions should be after logic. Let them be there, but don't let them steer. And here's another thing. If you're super emotional, sleep on it. About a circumstance or something, that an issue that you're dealing with, sleep on it, or at least take an hour. Even just go for a walk. Time gives you clarity. And clarity leads to power. So ladies and gentlemen, here's the takeaway. You're not here to be perfect. You're here to be powerful. You're here to dominate. And your power starts with mastering you, not anybody else. So master your thoughts, master your emotions, and master your actions. The world is going to throw chaos at you. Either way, people are going to test you. Situations are going to tempt you to react, to get a reaction. People are going to try and get reactions out of you. But your greatness is found in how you respond. Control your emotions, control your outcomes. That's the real power play. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in to the fifth episode of the Angelarkos Show. If this hits home, share it with someone who needs to hear it. I'll see you next time. Put in the work. Let's get it. Stay sharp, stay hard, stay grounded, and let's get it.